done.
Yeah, well, security was good. By that I mean I can remember sleeping out on the front veranda. But by the time we left down there, the old home, I wouldn't have done that for quids. You know? Yeah.
So that's...
Because up on High Street had become so busy, and nightclubs and cafes and things up there, the traffic increased immensely along Higgins Street. In fact, it's ruined it. When I talk to people down there now, you know, they really don't like it at all.
People who are still
but
living
now, there. I mean, I'm quite happy living here, but I still think that you need to lock your doors just the same.
Mm-hmm. And that sort of lack of security has come with the population explosion, I suppose.
Yes, and change in people's attitudes about things. Or it's supposed to be the Aquarian age, isn't it?
And how do you think people's attitudes have changed since the old days? What would you say?
Well, I don't think they're as caring or as sincere as they used to be. Which is a shame. Everybody's out for themselves, aren't they?
And did you, after the war, did you come in contact very much with any of the migrants from Europe that came to live here as displaced people? Quite a lot of migrants moved out to Western Sydney. I don't know whether you actually came in contact.
Well, at one stage I was working with a firm in Penrith, and we supplied building materials and things like that. And during the war, they couldn't buy fibro and lots of things without a permit. It's because the war was on.
Materials
but,
were short.
And we noticed that the migrants were very good at helping one another. This man would come in today and he'd buy all his materials. He'd come in week by week and all his mates would help him and they'd get their house up.
Mm-hmm.
And when his house was finished, then they'd move along and help another chap get his house up. But we also noticed that when they come into the shop week after week, they'd come in daggy old clothes. And then once the house was finished and everything was right, they'd come in dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to admire them for that.
They supported each other and worked
Whereas
hard.
The Aussies, they got to have good clothes no matter what, haven't they? They're not prepared to go without. But I was amazed at that attitude, which was a very good thing, really, because, I mean, when you're trying to build a home, you don't need expensive clothes and things, do you, to get the house up.
Maybe they set a good example for some of the Aussies.
Well, they do help one another, but I don't think the Aussies do. Well, they're in the minority anyway. I made some very nice friends of the migrants that used to come into the shop.
Did you? What nationalities would they have been mostly?
Oh, all sorts. All sorts. One chap in particular, he used to work at the water board and he also had a big market garden out at Warragamba. You know, they weren't lazy.
No.
By any means.
I think a lot of the market gardeners seemed to come from Italy, didn't they? And
Yes, I really don't know what. I think he might have been an Italian, but I don't know what. I don't know what the others were. You know, you didn't ask.
No. And they were accepted well here, were they, in the community, as far as you know?
I think so. Well, they don't really, they don't mix much, do they? They really keep to their own nationality, don't they? Like they do in the present day.
Yes, they do tend to. And so, and what sort of work did you do most of your working life? Were you doing secretarial work?
Yes, nearly always. Shorthand typing, bookkeeping. Bookkeeping mainly.
Mm-hmm. Did you earn good money? Were you happy with it?
Well, you had to be in those days. Before I went to business college, I was working in an office and my salary was 10 shillings a week. 10 shillings a week.
It's not much, is it?
No, and that's when Mother decided that I should go to business college.
So that you could earn a bit more.
It was no good, you know. Well, you don't get anywhere. You've got to go and be qualified, haven't you? You've got to be trained and qualified.
That's right. Did you enjoy the work you were doing?
Oh, yes, yes.
Most of the time you worked in Sydney, did you? For the majority of your working life?
Yeah, the biggest part of it, yes.
So you didn't belong to anything like the Country Women's Association or any of those sort of auxiliary groups?
No, I belonged to the Business and Professional Women's Club.
Oh, did you?
I was secretary of that for a number of years.
Was that in Penrith?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of activities did they have? Just monthly meetings,
and they used to have social functions. Just trying to think what their aim mainly was, working for equal pay for equal value. As far as the work was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was very active. And is internationally run. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they still do.
And they had a hard fight, didn't they? Getting equal pay for equal value.
Mm.
And you were active in that group for a while, were you?
Oh, yes, quite a number of years.
Mm-hmm. And most of those women were professional women from the area.
That's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of working women in those days, before the war?
Oh, I didn't know about before the war, because I was only going to school then, still going to school.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when you belonged to this, after the war, when you belonged to this organisation, were there a lot of members?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So women were working then and were active in trying to improve their lot in the workforce. And Did you have any? Did you keep any animals apart from the chooks and the cow? Did you have any pet animals?
Oh, at one stage we had a dog. Mm-hmm. Somebody poisoned him.
Oh.
So Dad said, no more animals. We used to have some nice canaries. That was all in the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And just talking about household finances, who managed the household finances in your house? Did you have your father or your mother?
Mother mainly.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. Dad used to go down to the railway and get his superannuation and come home and hand it over to Mother.
And she'd organise the payments and so forth.
If he wanted anything, he'd just say to her, you know, I'd like so much to buy something, and she'd just give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
They never had any problems with finance like that.
And what about with your wages? Did you pay your mother some board? Or?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I paid board, yes.
Towards the household.
Mm.
And you?
Yes, no, I used to buy things for the home because, you know, Dad, superannuation was very small in those days.
Mm.
Very small.
So you'd help out.
Mm.
And what about your brother and your sisters? Did they live at home too, or did they marry? Mm.
Yeah, they all married eventually, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And when they were living at home, did they help with the family finances too? They all paid board?
Oh, I would think so. Mm. I never worried about that.
Mm. And after reflecting on your life during that, you know, before the war period, during the late 40s and into the 50s, how do you feel about the change and the rapid growth that's taken place out here in Western Sydney generally? Do you feel it's for the better or the worse? The changing landscape? And
oh, some aspects of it tend to be exciting, I think. But
What's exciting about it? Which
oh, well,
aspects?
The growth and the, you know, the big leagues club down there with all the entertainment and that they bring, plus all the other clubs that have sprung up around. It I think you find you still long for some of the old peace and quiet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drive miles somewhere to get it now, you know. In one way, I think it's a shame, but then, not for us to say, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Progress, as they call it.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Do you feel any sadness when you see the way old landmarks, old buildings have been demolished and replaced with parking stations and things like that?
Oh yes, it is a shame, really. It isn't until somebody passes a remark or you see an old photo that you suddenly remember, oh, it used to be there, you know.
Mm.
Just around the corner from the fire station used to be the Methodist parsonage. Well, they pulled that down. And the Methodist church round in Henry Street is been bought by a firm of accountants, and then they turn around and build a new church just around the corner from the fire station in Evans Street.
Mm.
You know, yeah. Presbyterian church, they shifted their church from the main road and they built a new one round the corner.
So all the old
in Dunmore Street, which is adjacent to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled down the old courthouse, built a new one there, or at least police station it is. The courthouse is round in Henry Street now. Neil's, which was an original store on the hill there near the new police station. That's been pulled down. They were there for many, many years, Neil's. And then they've built a new big store out on the Northern Road.
Yes, I've seen it.
And a lot of the shops, a lot of the businesses that were in High Street and thereabouts, a lot of them have moved out down here to York Road. You know, they sort of saw the light long ago, or the trend that was taking place, which we weren't aware of, apparently. And it's surprising the number of people that have come out here. Even the transport department's moved from the inner city out to York Road.
So, you think that the changes that have taken place have been better for women now? I mean, for younger women living in the area now, do you think they have an easier life or a better life because of the changes that have taken place here, or not?
Well, I mean, they should have a better life, shouldn't they? Because we've got everything.
And more shops and more availability of for childcare and all that sort of thing, I suppose.
Oh, yes, the council has supplied any number of child daycare centres and neighbourhood centres.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently doing for the past 3 years, I was doing voluntary office work at the South Penrith Neighbourhood Centre. And they've got lots more amenities than ever existed when we were growing up.
Mm.
I think they're very well off myself. But then you always get people who complain, don't you?
Well, I think we've just about covered everything now. Unless there's anything else you can think you'd like to tell me about how you feel about the changes, how the suburbanisation of the area has affected you or other women in the area.
There was one drawback years ago. Entertainment was at a minimum. We only had one theatre, picture theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was anything good on in town, well, you know, it meant you were home late in the train. Get home about 1 o'clock in the morning. But now it doesn't seem to be such a chore trying to get to town or get to... Well, we've got the new Performing Arts Centre here. Named after Joan Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
And all the clubs that have sprung up, and they've all got oodles of entertainment, free films over at the Leagues Club, dancing. I think there's everything here that anybody could ever want.
You hardly need to go to the city anymore.
That's right.
Mm.
Unless there's something special, you know, an opera or something like Jose, what's his name? Jose Carreras, who's coming on this week.
Yes.
I'd love to see him. Yes, I don't know. I think we're very well catered for here. Trains, buses. It's a very good bus service, runs in all directions.
So that's all an improvement since the old days, really, since the late 40s.
Yes, yes.
And the health services have improved too, I suppose.
Well, see, if there's a new area going to open up, like Glenmore Park, which has just opened up out there along the Mulgar Road, just about at Regentville, the council, they get in, cooperate with the neighbourhood centre and all the other essential services, and they get things organised for people that are going to live in a new area. And there's some lovely homes going up out there. And already they've got a bus service. Not that there's, it's very well catered for at the moment, but, you know, that's the kind of thing that the council is doing. And they're going to build a new neighbourhood centre out there. See, they welcome new residents, in other words. They welcome new residents to an area and they try to help them to settle in and supply everything for them.
Mm. Provide services and think ahead and plan a little bit.
Very much so. No, I don't think the modern generation's got anything to complain about, really. Main thing is to cultivate a contented mind, isn't it?
That's right. Okay, well, I think we'll leave it on that. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, I hope that'll be some good.